99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here!
On the streets!
Full of problems.
Wait, have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
And then you wondered why they burnt your buildings down. Yes, going back to 1985, Subhumans, Worlds Apart on Blurred Records. Yes, you just heard the brand new remastered version. Yes, probably my favorite record by the British Subhumans. I guess it wasn't their last official release, but it was their first release when they were still a group. And yeah, they put out 29 Split Vision about a year later. And, yeah, well, they got back together in the mid-90s, and yeah, they just released a new record. But yes, this is probably my favorite Subhumans record. Well, they're all good. I've heard this more than any other. And yes, like I said, it's remastered from the original analog tapes. It's got improved versions of the original artwork, and it's got a poster, and yeah, great stuff by the Subhumans. Anyways, yeah, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM and cable. Always streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name's Aaron. If there's something you like to hear on this hot day, if you're not down at the Folk Fest, well, why don't you give me a call, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And if you're heading down, well, give me a call, and I'll get something on for you. We're going to get, I guess, Subhumans would follow into the anarcho-punk genre, and yeah, probably wasn't called anarcho-punk then. No, it wasn't. Of course it wasn't. There wasn't such a term. Might have been referred to as crass punk or peace punk, but yes, we're going to hear some more anarcho-punk with Contempts out of the UK with a track called What Kind of World Are We Living In on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
We're just since 1984 have all been in vain. Looking for an answer, my attempts begin to strain. Two opposing parties, but they seem to be the same. The world's in a mess, it's they who are to blame. Sleepless nights in detour have all been in vain. There's two opposing parties, but they both are fucking same. Money, power, greed, domination is their aim. Now the world's over shit, it's they who are to blame. Sleepless nights in detour have all been in vain. There's two opposing parties, but both the fucking same. Money, power, greed, domination is their aim. The world's over shit, it's they who are to blame.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll see you in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Yeah. About volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a Big Sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, I'll mention, I think I forgot to mention those Subhumans tracks from the Worlds Apart release. We heard 33322, the intro in British Disease. I never understood what those numbers meant. And then in the next set, we went to some Contempt from the Who Needs Diplomacy release on Active Records. What kind of world are we living in? Followed with a brand new act called Obscene out of Wales. We heard a track called Make Them Understand. And the son, the singer of that band is none other than the son of anarcho-punk. Old anarcho-punk act, Icons of Filth, singer Stig, also known as Andrew Sewill. Yes, he passed away a few years back. And yes, his son Calvin sings in this band from South Wales called Obscene, and the name of the track we heard was called Make Them Understand. And after Obscene, we heard from Cross-Stitched Eyes, Connor Rock, one of my favorite releases of this year on Alternative Tentacles Records. Cast Out is the name of the track. And we followed with the Restarts from the Actively Seeking Work CD compilation deal. Heard a track called Hate You, and we ended the set off with Virus from the Unacceptable Noise Levels release, also on Active Distribution. We heard a track called How Can You Stand? So yes, there's some good contemporary anarcho-punk for you, and we're going to get into some early hardcore punk with some Jerry's Kids and a few other things. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Stupid band. Obviously, if we had a message, we'd make a newspaper or something.
Starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Saturday night.
Going back to the 80s, that was the Zero Boys doing a track called Living in the 80s, and we heard a bunch of 80s tracks in that last set. Yeah, this one can be found on a very recent CD compilation, and it's called History of Zero Boys. It doesn't have the Vicious Circle album, which is their best, but it does have the Living in the 80s EP going back to 1980. So, yeah, there you go. And in the sets before that, we heard two tracks from the Them Boners Be Poppin' LP going back to 1985. We heard the Special Forces doing a track called In South Africa, and we heard from Verbal Abuse doing Worth a Try. F in the set before that, from a vinyl reissue, we heard a track called Attack. Yeah, they make references to Ronald Reagan in there, and I always wondered if that song, that was the one song I knew by them on the Flipside vinyl fanzine. I always wondered if they were serious about liking Ronald Reagan, and yeah, reading the liner notes. They say, oh yeah, of course we do, but then you realize it's all tongue-in-cheek. They mentioned all this ridiculous stuff he did, and they said, how could you not love a president that would do all these things? So, yeah, we started the set off with Jerry's Kids, Kill, 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 Tang Records. Yeah, that was a recent recording at the time, which was a long time ago, going back to 1989, and then it also had the This Is My World release on it as well. And, yeah, Jerry's Kids out of Boston, and, yeah, good set of old-school hardcore. We're going to hear some more old-school hardcore. We're going to hear an old-school hardcore band, but a brand-new release from Dr. No.
The Antichrist unveiled. We come to see who the Antichrist is in the words of Scripture, and to identify him and to know him as the opposite to who the Christ is, the Lord of glory. Christ Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior.
And you're listening to Generation Annihilation, 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we heard from Dr. No some of the original Nardcore, brand new on Unrest Records. We heard a track called Father, Son, and Holy Shiite, followed with some Broken Needle from their self-titled release on Lugua Armada Records. We heard a track called Sometimes, followed with some No Slogan, brand new one, Chicago Act. Aversion Therapy is the name of the release, and we heard a track called Dead. And this one is on Residue Records. And then we follow with a double shot of Deep Sleep from their compilation CD. It has 3 7-inches. It's called Three Things at Once. And we heard a track from the Manic Euphoria 7-inch going back to 2007. We heard a track called Curbside Breakdown. And then we heard one from their very latest called Paranoid Futures. Heard a track called On a Slab. And we ended the set with Slices, featuring ex-members of Brain Handle, So I'm Told. We heard a track called Listless, and this one is on Home Invasion Records, and we got about another 10 minutes in the show, so we're going to hear a brand new act out of Denmark called Journey Stop on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
So shall it be at the end of the world, he shall sever the wicked from the just, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire.
Yeah! this is Blaine from The Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard two tracks. We heard a new act out of Denmark on No Way Records, Dirty Stop is their name, and we heard the title track of their release, which I'm not going to bother pronouncing, and then we heard Crow out of Tokyo, Japan, from a new 7-inch on Prank. They've been around for a while. This is their latest. It's in Japanese. And we got Power Chord coming up next very shortly, but before I get out of here, I'm going to mention some gigs that are going on. Okay, first of all, tonight, over at the Commodore, I don't know why I'm mentioning this, it's sold out, and lots of people are going. We got Social Distortion and Civet, and on a more smaller, low-key things to do, tonight over at Pat's Pub, 43 East Hastings, around 9 o'clock, we got the Spectres, Petroleum Byproduct, and Hard Feelings. And then over at the Astoria, we got the Beelines, the Famines, the New Values, and over at the Rickshaw Theater, we got, that's at 254 East Hastings, we got a benefit for the family of Michael Majewski. He was from Oshawa, Ontario, and he was out here last weekend. He went out to Squamish, and I think he fell off a cliff, the poor guy, so this is a benefit for his family, and yeah, I guess their bills and stuff like that. So yes, once again, that's at the Rickshaw Theater, 254 East Hastings, and it's with Mudlark, Osk, Burn in Hell. So yeah, get down there, support the cause. And July 22nd, that's next Wednesday, at the Anti-Poverty Network, 524 Main at 7 p.m. This is an $8 show, real good hardcore show at that. So we got Glue, No Harm Done, The Offsides, Vacant State, Cross Check, and Breaking Ground. So there you have it, some shows worth checking out in our fine city. So yeah, before I get out, I just gonna mention that Power Chord is up next, and if you'd like to check out our playlist online, you can do so, www.streetpunkradio.com, and the podcast of the show should be available later on today. So yeah, get out there, enjoy the hot weather, but make sure you stay tuned for Power Chord up next. And yeah, gonna leave you with one more band here. It's another newbie on the Prank Records label. Band is out of San Francisco, although they feature members of a bunch of Portland acts like Poison Idea and The Riffs. Not exactly sure who's in them, but yes, it's brand new. It's on Prank Records, and it's heavy. So yeah, stay tuned for Power Chord up next. This has been Generation Annihilation for another week. See you later.
We'll be right back. It's only a dream. 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 It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Something like an international fan feeding blood to keep habits of the air off in my hand.
Hey, welcome to Power Chord here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff sitting in this week with
Metal Ron.
Hey there, how are you doing, folks? Hope all is well with the bright sunshine out there. Yeah. I'm hating it personally, but that's just me.
You're hating it?
I don't like hot weather now. Anyway, I like it dark and, you know, cold.
Dark just and like cold and gloomy.
And gloomy,
some, yeah. Like closed room.
Well, not necessarily. Kind of. Keep things in perspective. Anyways, what have we got going for this week? Stuff to play.
I've always seemed to have new stuff. I've got a few new things. The new Tenet, which is Jed Simons from Strapping and Lad's new band. And he's got a lot of big names with him. For me, the interesting thing is Steve Souza, former Exodus vocalist, and singing a lot more extreme on this project. He's also got, of course, Mr. Gene Hoglund, who plays in every other band.
Yeah, and what band doesn't he play in? I think it'd be easier to say that. That's awesome,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly. It's great. And where he gets the energy. Now, let's see. Who else is in the band? Of course, Glenn Alvarez, who was formerly of Forbidden.
And Testament, and briefly, Testament. On the Demonic album. Yeah.
Thank you. And who am I forgetting?
I don't know. I think we've pretty much covered everybody there who's played. Anyways, let's get on with the music.
All right. Well, anyway, this is brand new Evile. If you know the band, they're one of the top British thrash bands out right now, of the new reformed thrash, if you want to call it whatever, new wave of thrash.
New school of thrash.
New school of thrash. And this is actually the title track of their forthcoming album, their second album. This is a track called Inflicted Nation. This is Evile.
Here we go on Power Chord CITR 101.